Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now!
Another week. This is We Talk Productions presenting Black Urban America, one of the few internet radio programs that address African American issues and their solutions. Now, on Saturday, we have Carlton Sneed with Provocative Thought that comes on 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have myself. My name is Kenny Jones. This is Black Urban America that comes to you on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have Shaka Zulu. He comes in on Wednesday, 8 p.m. His show is The Elephant in the Room. And one time a month, we have T. Nathan and his crew that discuss racism in America, very politically involved. And then, starting in January, we have Miss Ann Dillard. She will be focusing on healthy relationships in our communities. Before I bring on my guest tonight, there's a couple of things that's bothering me. The Alabama race. It has been a very hot issue throughout this country, what our president is doing. He is trying to bring some of his people, and which is so. You know, if anyone was in power or authority, they would bring on their own people. It's just a message. It's just a message that is spilling through our country. And it's not right. Just Thanksgiving Day. Now, black men, even though we don't get credit all the time, black men in America have been fighting for this country since the beginning, since prior to the signing of the Constitution. And this brother, home or leave in Alabama, tried to assist the police in obtaining their salience. He shot down by police. Young man. His name is, I hope I get his first name right, Emmanuel Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. This is what we get. This is what we get. But that is a different topic for another discussion. And it burned in my heart to I think our society as a whole is getting immune to this. It happens on a regular basis, but we discuss this at all. Introducing my guest tonight is a lady that go around the country helping folks organize their lives. She is a life coach. She's a professor. She is a speaker. And she's an entrepreneur, I guess. Her name is Miss Janet M. Taylor. Good evening, Miss Taylor. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. First of all, there's two things I want to say to you. First of all, thank you for coming on my show this evening. I appreciate it. Taking time out of your busy schedule. And second of all, I'd like to thank you on helping individuals and people in organizing their lives. Can you go into, what is a life coach? Well, first of all, before you go into that, explain, give us a little background of yourself.
Well, I am what they call a professional organizer, and I've been doing this for over 24 years. Next year will be 25. And basically, as an organizer, I go into people's homes and I help them get their closet in order, organize their garage so they can park the car in the garage, have a home office that's organized so you find things the first time you need them, specifically important documents and information. But I also do the same in businesses as well. I go into offices and help their employees be more effective and efficient in their workspace. But I also teach people how to better manage their time as well as better managing their lives. And I just wanted to just say something. I am a speaker and I am a teacher, but I am not an official professor. I just wanted to make that note. But I've been doing it, like I said, for over 24 years. And a life coach really is someone who goes into people's lives and just sits down with them and really helps them bring order and bring balance. I really consider myself more of a life organizer because I go into somebody's home and I see, there may be things out of order, but in doing that, I also discover that there may be gaps missing in regards to certain things they need in their lives. It could be something as simple as making sure they have a will, making sure they have, life insurance policies, making sure their artwork that they've traveled all over the world is actually adequately insured. And then also sometimes it's just really helping people not feel overwhelmed because sometimes we take on more than we can handle. And it's really looking at your schedule and realizing what your priorities are in that particular time in your life. It may be taking care of small kids, or you may be at a stage in your life where you have to take care of a parent. So looking at your life and realizing, okay, I can't do everything that I used to do because I've got these priorities that I need to take care of. So just creating a balance and doing that.
Okay. Before I ask you a question, I just have to say this. If you're listening from your laptop or notebook pad or iPad, you can dial 909-265-9215 and press 1 if you have a question or a comment. Now, I just want to ask you, how can folks – no, let me ask this. What are some of the things, what are some of the tasks as a people that we have to do, I guess, family-wise, individually to clear of some of the clutter or to better manage our lives so we could address various issues that affect our communities?
Well, I think, number one, in order to really be effective in the community and in the world, you really need to get your own house in order. And that means something as simple as, you know, having a place for your keys so you can find them when you're walking out the door and you're not wasting time and energy. It means that when you take things out of the closet, out of the drawer, you put them back. It means that if you're looking for a document and you find it, then you put it back where it belongs, because statistics says that 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. So 80%. I mean, if you think about it, you know,
like
you hold
on to a bunch of hoarders.
Well, there's levels of hoarding,
mm-hmm.
And there's reasons why people hoard. You know, some people, there may be if something happened to them in life. So, like one woman shared with me, she realized the reason she has a lot of stuff is because when she was in another country, there was a civil war. So, therefore, there was nothing. So then she didn't want to be at that place ever again, so she just made sure she had things on hand. But she realized, you know what, I don't need all that stuff anymore. Or sometimes, you know, people just don't want to get rid of something that somebody, a parent or relative or dear friend, gave them because they don't want to give up that memory. Or sometimes, you know, we have a lot of paperwork and stuff. It's because we get bills and we know we can't pay them, but we're just afraid to open it just to see exactly what is going on. And that really, and like I said, until we get our own house in order, we can't go out there and help other people. And sometimes it's just opening up the envelope, seeing what it is you owe, and then really getting your life in order so you can develop a plan to tackle it. You know, I share years ago where I was, you know, getting myself out of debt, and I looked at the bill, but then I looked at, because I kept track of all my payments, and it was a difference. It was a big, it was like a $150 difference. I was able to contact the company and say, okay, I know your statement says this, but according to my payments, there's a $150 difference, and they took my word for it. So sometimes creating order in your life can actually help you when you are really trying to get your life organized, because then people will see your due diligence and they will say, okay, you know, I see you got your record, so all right, we're going to make an adjustment so our records match your records. And I think sometimes people underestimate organization. You know, just spending 15 minutes in the evening getting yourself organized so the next day saves you an hour the next day. And that means knowing where your keys are, knowing where both of your brown shoes are, maybe just putting things aside for your snacks and your lunch, making sure everything's in your bag, your briefcase, your tote. So when you wake up in the morning, you can focus on getting dressed, getting yourself together, and going out the door and not looking for your keys, not trying to pull together your snacks, not trying to look for the matching shoe, sock, et cetera.
Now, you talk about very basic, keep it simple, but adding structure to one's
Hello,
life.
Mr. Jones?
Yes. Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I'm here.
Mr. Jones?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Hello? Let me try this. Are you still on?
Ms. I can hear you now, Mr. Jones.
Okay. I was getting to do something stupid with this electronics. But you talk about keeping it simple and basic structure in one's life.
Yeah. And that's all it is. I think, you know, sometimes we feel like we need all these complicated systems, and we don't. You know, for example, your mail comes in. Just find a basket or a bin to put all your mail in, And then once a week, you go through that basket or bin, you get rid of the junk mail, you shred things, you make notes or pay your bills, pay them online, however. But at least you have one location so you're not losing your bills. Or, you know, when you go shopping, making a list so you don't buy things you don't need. Then when you come home, you take them out and you put them in the shelves, in the cabinets, and organizing them.
That's
you
old
know, by
school.
Category.
They don't do that today.
Yeah.
They let the computer tell them what they need.
Yeah, but it's just doing things like that. And you can use technology. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people use technology to make sure they schedule appointments, you know, making sure you schedule time to whether you need to do shredding, need to do scanning, need to take a walk, need to take your medicine. I mean, you can use technology to make your life simple so you don't have to remember all of those things. You know, I remember when I had surgery, my girlfriend said, make sure you schedule, you know, time in your phone so every time you need to take your pain medicine that the alarm will go off so you don't have to worry about skipping it and you don't have to remember. So it's about combining both. It's about whether you want to, you know, do things, as you said, old school, or whether you want to incorporate technology. But it's just doing simple things.
You know, a lot of people at this time of the year say what they're going to make. They start businesses, individuals, organizations, they start stating goals or objectives for the next year. You think that is a good idea to do, or you just wait till the year come and then start scheduling your tasks?
Well, I think it's always a good time, and I don't necessarily think, you know, you need to wait until a new year to start a goal. You can start your new year when your birthday. You can start a new year when it's a new season. But I always think it is important to have goals. But I think what happens is at the beginning of the year, everybody gets excited and they think of all these wonderful things they want to accomplish. And then it gets to this time of year where they look back and they haven't done anything. And I think it's just really making some lifestyle changes. And it's simple things. For example, you know, when you go shopping, you know, you come home, you take stuff out the bag. You put it away. If you buy something like shoes or whatever, think about giving something away. You know, like I said, 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. We wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. The rest just hangs there. So I think goals are wonderful, but then also give yourself small tasks to do in order to accomplish the goal. You know, a lot of people like, oh, I want to get organized, which is great, but they don't realize that depending on what you have to organize, it can be overwhelming. And I tell people, start with a drawer, start with a shelf, start with, you know, the top of the closet, the bottom of the closet, the left of the garage, the right of the garage. You don't have to do the entire thing. And sometimes I always tell people before you go out there, and you look at that room and think, oh, my goodness, I have all this stuff to organize. You run out there and buy a bunch of containers. I tell people to purge before you purchase. So get rid of everything you need to get rid of. And then once you see everything you have left, then you go out and you buy things you need. Because a lot of times when you start getting rid of stuff, you'll start emptying out containers, and you can reuse those containers in order to organize things in your home and your life.
I heard doing that is good for the soul also.
It is. It really is, and I'm encouraging, you know, specifically my clients and, you know, people who follow me via social media, this is a great time to get rid of stuff that you do not want to take in the new year with you. You know, for example, you may have a resume that has not been updated in 10, 20 years, and you need to get rid of it because you already have an updated resume. Or just save one copy. You don't need 20 copies. Or maybe you can get rid of all those receipts that have faded and you don't even remember what you bought because you can't use them. So it's like all of those things that can really, you can really get rid of, you know, resumes, receipts, you know, you have, you may have mailing labels and, you know, they aren't even accurate because they were the mailing labels from the old house.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things, you know, just, and it's a really good cleansing feeling, getting rid of stuff and specifically paperwork that you don't need anymore.
How about cleaning out your electronics? Would that pertain to that too?
Yes, it is, because sometimes we have, because depending on what type of devices you have, specifically cell phones, every time you get the charger from the old cell phone doesn't work with the charger, you know, you can't charge it with the new cell phone. So you have all of that stuff. So, you know, go to a, like I usually go to one of the office supply stores, and I basically recycle mine, but there's lots of places where you can recycle those things, but you don't need all that stuff. I mean, I have all of my chargers for my current phone, but then I also have an extra charger just in case my friends come over, because I know some of them have an Android. I have an iPhone, but I know they have Android. So, but I get rid of a lot of that stuff. I don't need all of those wires. We don't need all those wires anymore. And also, you know, get rid of the manuals to equipment you no longer own. And if you really need a manual,
That pile up in the drawers a lot, all over the place. So, how often should you do this, clear out your closets?
Well, you should definitely at least do it seasonally in regards to your clothes. You know, every season, clean out your closet. At least once a year, you should definitely go through your paperwork, because you have to get yourself organized for your taxes. So, therefore, I would suggest to your listeners to contact, you know, whether they have an accountant or a tax person to do their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, how long do I need to keep my stuff? Because that's what I recently had a conversation with the woman that does my taxes. I said, what can I get rid of? And she told me specifically what I could get rid of, you know, pertaining to my situation. She said, you can get rid of all these years. So I have an entire box of stuff I can get rid of, which makes me feel good.
What would you tell people that are afraid to do it?
Well, you know, I tell people to do according to their comfort level. And, you know, for example, one woman came up to me and told me she had 20 years worth of pay stuff. Well, I don't necessarily feel that you need 20 years worth of pay stubs, because that's a lot. If you get paid every 2 weeks, I said, well, keep at least, you know, the W-2s. If you want to have 22 pieces of paper, you know, that's okay. I said, but you don't need each individual pay stub. But I also tell people, you know, like, again, your own comfort level. You know, I'm just going through a lot of my mother's paperwork, and she passed away in 2001. But that's because now I'm ready. I'm ready to deal with it. I'm ready to look at it, and I'm ready to shred it. So a lot of times we inherit people's things, and we just have to go at our own pace. So if you don't feel comfortable, some people feel comfortable throwing away a bill as soon as they pay it. Other people want to keep it. But so if you want to keep it, you know, but you necessarily may not have the room for it, scan it. So at least you have that comfort level. I mean, I paid off my student loan documents because I want to have verification just in case. I mean, it's been a while. But, you know, some documents you do want to keep. So scan them so at least you'll have a hard copy if you need to produce it. But you don't need to necessarily have the physical copy taking up all your space. And I know
all right,
a lot of people are...
We may have a caller. Hold on for a second.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to Black Urban America. You have a question or a comment? 3361? Oh, go ahead, Ms. Taylor. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. So, but yeah. So I think, you know, if, you know, you do not want to get rid of everything, maybe, you know, only hold 2 years worth of information or 5 years worth of information, but you don't necessarily have to hold 20 and 30 years worth of information. You know, when my mother passed away, she had, and which was in 2001, she had gas bills from the 60s. She didn't need all of that stuff.
Gas
but
bills.
But then I had to go. Yeah, from
and
the
you
60s.
See the changes yeah, to history, how we keep records.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were certain things that I wanted to keep. Like I still have the bill from when I was born in the hospital, just because I'm in awe of how much it costs for her to be in the hospital for a week after having me. But but a lot of stuff, it was just like, I don't need this. I don't need this. You know, and sometimes what I tell people is it's always good to have someone by them that'll help them and encourage them. You know, you go through your closet. Ladies, you know, have a girlfriend who will tell you, you know, it's not in style, it's not coming back in style, so just get rid of it. And, you know, or have a shredding party, because shredding can be overwhelming. So while you're going through something, have a couple of girlfriends over that'll shred for you, and then you do the same thing. So that'll help you continue to just move stuff out of your home and out of your life. And a lot of times, sometimes you just need somebody to be accountable to you. You know, let people know, I've decided to get organized, and, you know, check in on me. Or, and then when they hear that you want to go shopping for shoes, you can, they'll tell you, well, you know, didn't you say you were going to get organized? So why are you going out buying more stuff? So sometimes you need that as well.
Well, Ms. Taylor, I just want to thank you for the information you gave us tonight. If someone would get in contact with you to get assisted in organizing their selves and their lives, what have you, how can they?
They can, of course, go to my website, which is janetmtaylor.com, and they can just click the contact page and they can get in contact with me, or they can call me at 215-856-4597. Again, it's 215-856-4597. Or they can just follow me on social media, either on Twitter or Instagram, at Organizer Janet.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Organizer Janet.
Thank you.
I hope you have a happy New Year and happy holiday.
And same to you.
And
your
keep forward no structure in people's lives.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, that is a service that is much needed. Wow, was you saying something? I got, like, newspaper articles from the 80s and the 70s, and I don't want to throw them away because I know you can't find some of them stories. But sometimes, man, like, you know, just got to let things go. And we have a good lineup coming up this December, and I hope everybody will continue to listen to the programs. I want to thank everyone for their support. I am because we are. We are because I am. I just want to give a special shout out to Ann Dillon. See you.
Hold it now.
can't of my face, but it's gonna pay anyway. There's gonna be a day for the truth, they roll in. I pop for your soul from the ground, ready to go. Throwing them around, pick up a ride, a suicide for the other side of town. When I find a way to shut them down, I shut them down.